have mobilized ourselves within the region as human rights defenders to demand for the release of James Gadet, in the sense that James Gadet was abducted in Kenya, taken to Kenya, and we strongly believe that the charges under which he was put on trial and then sentenced to death are political charges. They are political crimes. They have no basis in law. And therefore, it is in the interest of justice, peace and reconciliation among South Sudanese people that James Gadet should be released. Specifically, we call on that he should be released because his charges are baseless. And besides that, the party is a member of South Sudan, of Sudan's People's Liberation Army movement in opposition, and also that body signed an agreement, the agreement on cessation of hostilities, humanitarian access, and protection of civilians. They signed it, and that agreement establishes the basis of releasing political prisoners and political detainees. And therefore, Gadet, even if those charges against him were to be considered to be valid, still, on the basis of this agreement, he would have been released in December. And all combination of this gives us the reason to call for his release.
And how many are you as human rights defenders who actually signed this petition?
We are 27, representing different organizations in Burundi, in South Sudan, in Uganda, in Kenya and other places within the Great Lakes region. Of course, the case is sensitive. Other people did not sign, but we are 27 representatives of different organizations.
And you said earlier that you strongly believe that these charges against James Gadet are politically motivated. Why do you think so?
I think it's quite clear that Gadet entirely is a former spokesperson of the armed opposition leader, Riek Machar. And therefore, on his capacity, whatever he might have said falls in line with the meaning of his duty as a spokesperson. And therefore, if there is anything that could be alleged against him, it is actually alleging not necessarily him, but should be on the organization that he represented originally. And therefore, we believe that he's a victim of political game within the political arena of South Sudan. And it's just only a victim who can be easily picked up and then victimized. And therefore, we believe that they have no basis, because if you charge him for treason, or insulting the president, or inciting people to violence, there are even more statements that have been made by other political leaders than what could be thought of Gadet having made such statements. And I think that to frame up such charges, they don't, in the person of Gadet, they don't have basis in law. So they are politically motivated.
You said the release will show government's commitment to peace, and that could also provide for a window of opportunity for reconciliation among the people of South Sudan. Explain for us a little more this.
Yes, that statement that we that part of the petition that we mentioned, we are making a specific reference to the quest for peace, genuine peace, with justice and reconciliation in South Sudan. Within the spirit of agreement on cessation of hostilities, and that was signed by the parties. If there is any meaningful move and spirit genuinely organized by the government to bring stability back to South Sudan, then Gadet is a case in point that they can use to implement the agreement. But charging Gadet, putting him on unfair trial, and then to the point of sentencing him to death, means that there is a message being sent that the cessation of hostilities that was signed by the government and the armed opposition and other political parties is not holding. And it is a deliberate message that what was signed was just a mere talk. It's not delivering anything to South Sudan in terms of peace, stability, and reconciliation. So if there is spirit to respect what the government has stated, then let it be implemented in terms of the spirit of that agreement.
And also in the petition, you didn't end with James Gadet alone. You also called for the release of other political detainees prisoners.
Yes, there are a number of them. The former Secretary General of South Sudan Law Society, Dong Samuel, was also abducted in Kenya. And Agre Esbon, being a former armed opposition member, was also abducted in Kenya. And then the former governor, military governor of the armed opposition group, Mark Lokidor, was also kidnapped in Kenya. If you look at this, among others who are the armed opposition political members, but there are others who are also in detention without trial, we are saying that these people have been abducted in violation of their rights. The provisions of the international human rights standard, including the constitution of South Sudan, are very clear on if you run away from your country, it is your right to seek asylum in those other countries if you are safe. But now these people, they ran away from South Sudan having well-founded fear within the basis of the 1951 United Nations Convention protecting the refugees. They should have been accorded protection by those countries. But those countries failed to give them protection, and therefore it was possible for the government of South Sudan to abduct them. With direct violation of the international human rights standards and also the constitution of South Sudan. And to us, from the human rights community, we think that there is no justification for these gentlemen and others who are being detained. There is no justification for them to be detained, and they should be released. And if forgetting for a moment the issue of human rights, if we go for the agreement, the succession of treaties that was signed by the parties, if still the detainees would fall within the meaning of Article 9 that calls for the release of the political detainees and prisoners.